The Mass Marauder Matinee is a fresh new venue providing original audio adventures to download and chapter-based web serials to read for free. So get your tickets and find your seat, because the curtain goes up when you push play. Today's feature, Commander Knight of Knight Incorporated.
The door to the interrogation room opened to an instant attack. With a loud thud, something struck the other side of the half-open door. At the same moment, something screamed out in bloody terror. The commander ducked, squatting close to the door under the knob for just a moment. The screams also tore through the anteroom as they blasted over the scratchy intercom speaker and eventually overloaded it, causing a thumping static. Mac pulled his 9-10 machine pistol and took up a position covering the door leading out of the anteroom, just as the chemically smoked glass of the window cleared up, revealing a sight like nothing Mac had ever witnessed before. The two prisoners who'd been kept here for an interrogation had somehow transformed themselves into a scale-infested snake beast within just a few hours. The darker of the two slammed a meaty fist up onto the ledge of the window to pull himself up from where he'd been thrown against the door to the interrogation room and then bounced to the floor. His tattered shirt was hanging off of him and was now soaked with sweat and slime. His exposed back muscles had been transformed into the oily scale skin hood of a cobra. He screamed inaudibly at the other one in a hissing language that Mac couldn't understand. The commander had already entered the room, leaving the door swinging half open. He kicked out at the cobra man, landing a huge boot sole squarely into the cobra man's chest, sending the large, leathery, and scale-skinned snake beast into the thick manufactured window glass with a reverberating thrack. Wasting no effort at all, the commander stepped up onto the single table, which was bolted to the floor. He leapt up into the air at the other snake man, who had sprouted leather bat wings along the underside of a long, wiry, muscled arms. The winged man was hovering just up near the ceiling, hissing and spitting bitter, acidic saliva from a mouth with a forked tongue flicking out of it. The commander could see nothing but blind rage staring back at him from the winged man as he clutched the snake man around the thighs and simultaneously drove his shoulder into the snake man's gut. The two came down to the bolted table in a crash, dropping like a lead balloon. Recovered some now, the cobra man lunged at the commander and the winged one. The commander used his hands to hold back the talon-equipped wingtips of the beast he pinned to the table under his back. With both booted feet, the commander kicked out at the cobra man and sent him to the other side of the interrogation room to bounce from the wall into the floor again. In the anteroom, Mac elbowed the hidden cabinet and it opened on its spring hinges. He slapped at the intercom to shut it off and then pulled the phone off its cradle. Before he could punch the security line, Mac heard a large crash and was slammed to the floor by one of the snake men, who screeched in Mac's ear. The man-beast drooled saliva onto Mac's neck. Mac could feel its forked tongue reach out and lick at him just as he hit the floor. Mac rolled over, expecting to have the beast hovering over him, but was relieved to see it flapping and screeching on the other side of the small anteroom. He struggled to get the pistol up and free, trying to get a bead on the flying rodent when he saw the commander getting up off the floor and leaping toward the beast in a primal yell of his own. The commander had been pulled right through the interrogation room wall as he hung on to the clawed feet of the winged snake man. The two had smashed into Mac and crashed into the opposite wall. The cobra man hissed at them from inside the interrogation room. His own forked tongue waggled at Mac, the wingman, and the commander, who exchanged blows in the air, hovering in the anteroom. To Mac, it was like being laughed at. He drew a bead and fired three times, knowing that the 9-10 was filled with non-lethal ordnance. Mac hit the cobra man in a scaled head with one shot, the shoulder and chest taking the other two. The commander wrapped both of his huge arms around the wingman and rolled so that the two of them came back to the ground. Mac got to his feet, pistol still at the ready. He couldn't see Cobra Man or any blood as the beast had fallen to the interrogation room floor. Looking quickly at the commander, Mac could see that his boss had the wingman subdued for the moment. The wingman screeched and his forked tongue waggled, but he could not escape the fire hose-sized arms of the commander. Mac decided to follow protocol and clear the room before trying to make another call or help the commander further. Mac moved to the gaping hole in the plasterboard that had been left jagged, the air filled with white dust and floating particles. The wingman flapped his wings and their tips fluttered on the carpeted floor of the anteroom, but the commander kept the beast at bay and nearly nailed to the ground. Mac looked around at the wall into the interrogation room, and the cobra man lunged out of the room's only doorway into the anteroom with a screech from the bottom of its very soul. The wingman screeched back at the cobra man and was able to tear one wing away from the commander finally. The Cobra Man lunged over Mac and was on top of the Wingman with an inhuman speed that took less than a second, acidic saliva dripping from its fangs as it clamped its mouth down on the Wingman's shoulder area in a ferocious bite. The Wingman screeched bloody murder, and the commander's grip was finally broken as they protected his ears and his face from the saliva. Mac tracked the Cobra Man's movements over the sight of the barrel of the pistol. He could see that the rounds he'd fired at the Cobra Man did little good. The three gouges along the Cobra Man's upper body bubbled and hissed as they seemed to heal themselves very rapidly. Mac leapt onto the Cobra Man, whose hooded back pulsed as his fangs delivered a poisonous venom into the Wingman's shoulder. Mac brought the butt of the machine tan pistol across the back of the Cobra Man's head. Seeing no effect, he brought it back the other way, and then for good measure he brought it down hard on the top center of the Cobra Man's skull. Finally, the Cobra Man's jaw flexed loose and the snake beast went limp. With Mac's weight on him, the Cobra Man made his descent to the floor, but not before the Winged Man lashed out with a razor-sharp talon at the tip of his free wing. The winged snake beast connected with the Cobra Man's throat and tore it wide open with a long, jagged slash. Green blood gushed from the Cobra Man's throat and onto the anteroom floor. Mac rolled off and drew a bead on the Winged Man. The ammunition he was packing may not be lethal, but they still needed to subdue it. Mac fired twice, but the Winged Man began to convulse from the venom that now pumped into its blood from the Cobra Man. The bullets impacted into the plasterboard wall just above the Winged Man. Mac could see the commander get to his feet in his peripheral vision. "Stay out of its reach, Mac." The commander went for the open cabinet to dial up the security office on the tower phone as Mac provided cover with the machine pistol. But the Wingman dropped from the ceiling and hit the floor with a hard thud. There it convulsed twice and then lay still. Mac moved to the center of both snake beasts and positioned the Night 10 so that he could cover each of them. Whichever one moved first would draw his fire. The commander punched a number on the phone, and within a single second, the line was open and ready. "Send an armed security detail to the interrogation room on 15 immediately. Have them use the stairs. Lock down the elevators in the lobby and the penthouse. Put a roving patrol in each stairwell. Just do it. Do it now." The commander set the phone back down on his cradle. "Are they dead?" Mac asked as his machine pistol wavered between the two bodies on the floor. The commander moved to check the Wingman, probing along the body, trying to find a pulse. He checked for breathing and did a few other minor examinations that Mac wasn't sure about. Then, without a word, the commander moved to the Cobra Man to perform the same examination. When he stood, he looked at Mac just as the security detail showed up and entered the room. "Nobody move!" the first man through the door shouted. Three more came into the room, while several others stayed out in the hall as there wasn't enough room for the entire detail. "What the hell?" the security officer asked. "As far as I can tell, they are in fact dead," the commander spoke to Mac primarily. "Both of them." "Secure this level." Mac looked at and spoke directly to the lead security man, snapping his fingers to gain his attention away from the monstrous beast that lay on the floor in rapidly growing pools of green blood. "Not a word of this until you know exactly what we have here. You understand?" "Yes, sir." The security man motioned for his crew to leave, and he followed with a small look back over his shoulder for a last glance at the carnage. Outside, the security man gave orders to his own men. "Are you thinking what I'm thinking?" Mac asked the commander. "The third kidnapper is still in the infirmary, is he not?" "On painkillers," Mac nodded. "I think we should visit the man." "You said it, boss." Mac holstered his Night 10, and the two exited the anteroom, heading for the infirmary. Hello, my name is Kane Dorr. I'm the creator of the Masked Marauder Matinee, and all of the characters and situations that are all used to tell stories there. Currently, we're featuring Commander Knight of Knight Incorporated in Commander Knight and the Tlaloc Brie. This story is completely free and can be found both in audio as well as text versions on the Masked Marauder Matinee website. In addition, you can download a digital file of the story from Smashwords in nearly any format you can think of. Again, absolutely free. I hope you enjoy your story experience as much as I enjoy telling them. If you do, then I'd encourage you to visit the website because Commander Knight and Mac star in another adventure, a longer adventure that takes place before the Tlaloc Breed, that has just been released in both digital and print formats from Pulp Empire Publishing. It's an anthology entitled Modern Pulp Heroes, and Commander Knight is only one of six similar characters to appear, including Terry Alexander's E-31 and Teal James Gordon's Deacon Fury. Modern Pulp Heroes features over half a dozen great new pulp heroes for your enjoyment. Now, I have a deal for all of my podcast fans. Simply visit the Masked Marauder Matinee webpage, click on Contact Us, a link at the top of the page, and send me a quick note about your experience with the Commander Knight audio adventure, The Tlaloc Breed, and I'll present you with a discount code for over $4 off the cover price of the printed book. That's a pretty good deal, I think. If you can't wait, you can find links to Creator Space and Amazon on both the Masked Marauder Matinee page and the Commander Knight website. So, go and get yours while the promo is still running. I can't continue to offer this deal forever, you know. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for the next chapter in our story and more audio adventures from the Masked Marauder Matinee coming soon.